Hello, and welcome to the Maps Arts Produce podcast. I'm your host, Maps, and this is 5 Minutes of Self-Love. This week on 5 Minutes of Self-Love, we will be discussing, or rather, we will be coming up with some affirmations to get us started through this week. Some of us are going through a physical storm, while others are going through an emotional storm. Whichever the case may be, these three affirmations will help us deal with some of the turmoil that this internal and external storm may bring to us. Let's get started. First, we will breathe. And we will hold our breath for 3 counts. 1, 2, 3. Exhale. Once more. 1, 2, 3. We do this to help our mind and our body and our soul become aligned with the new thoughts we will be planting into our mental garden. I will say one affirmation and you will repeat it with me 3 times. Let's begin. All is well and all shall be well always. All is well and all shall be well always. All is well and all shall be well always. I focus on growth, prosperity, and abundance. I focus on growth, prosperity, and abundance. I focus on growth, prosperity, and abundance. The universe provides me with the money I need to fulfill my desires. The universe provides me with the money I need to fulfill my desires. The universe provides me with the money I need to fulfill my desires. To close off this affirmation segment, we will repeat the closing statement. This or something better now manifests for me in perfect timing. To close off the episode, I like to close it off with some topic of interest that I think we need to discuss. The first one is storms. Right now, currently it's July 9th, 2018, and we're amidst the beginning of a tropical storm in the island of Puerto Rico. Many of us might feel maybe a little bit of post-traumatic stress disorder from what happened during the time of Maria. A hurricane that hit us last year that was quite devastating for most of us here in the island. It is during this time of fear, of disorder, of perhaps chaos, that we must remember to breathe, to relax, to take a step back from all the madness and really just let go. Let go of the fear, let go of the past, let go of what could happen, and just focus on what's happening now and what you could do to potentially help you and the people around you to feel safer. That could be getting drinks, getting food, making them laugh, whatever the case may be. We should focus on making each other feel better rather than focusing our strength or our minds in the fear of what could happen. Let's try to be present during this time. And that brings us to another topic, and that is letting go. For change to happen, whatever the change may be, it is important, impeccable, almost impossible to happen if you are stuck, you are holding on to things. You must let go of the past, let go of enemies, let go of fear, let go of things that you don't want anymore. If you want to grow, it is of the utmost importance that you let go. So if you can make this week that your mission, to let go, to find the things that hold you back and let go, you are well on their way to a new life, a new level for yourself. You're discovering something new that's inside you because you're letting go of the things that hold you back from your highest version. And that brings us to the last topic I'd like to discuss, which is Monday. Today is Monday, is the start of the week, and it is great. It's we are starting what is a sea of possibilities, and we're starting just at the shore with Monday. Practice the affirmations that we discussed here. The three affirmations are designed to help you through this week, to help you grow at the fastest rate, to help you feel the best that you can about the storms, internal and external, about letting go, about the things you need to focus on. Just practice those affirmations and watch how from Monday to Friday, you just feel aligned. You feel in connection to yourself, to your higher self, to the universe, to the good things, to the blessings that are meant for you, because you came to this earth to experience, to love, and to be loved. So don't hold yourself back, and don't hold back. That's all for 5 minutes of self-love. I hope you enjoyed the podcast. Have a great week. Thank you for stopping by. I've been your host, Mavs, and you've been listening to a Mavs Arts produced podcast, 5 minutes of self-love. Thank you for listening, and we hope you have a blessed life. So be it. Namaste.